Today is March 31st. My name is Brent Carter, and I'm interviewing Daniel McKnight at my home in Milton, West Virginia, for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS classes are focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of his occupation. Daniel McKnight, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Tell me, what do you do for a living? How long have you been in this position?
So I currently work with the West Virginia Power baseball team in Charleston, West Virginia, where I am an account executive. And I've been in this position for a little bit over a month, but I've worked in many different areas of sports before now.
What education is required for this career?
So my education, I went to Marshall University for my undergrad in sport management, and then I'm currently working on my master's through Marshall. But with everyone in sports, they kind of have various career paths, but a lot of people go to undergrad and then end up getting a master's either in business administration or sports administration.
Have you always wanted to pursue this line of work? If so, why?
Yeah, I've always wanted to pursue this kind of work. I've been pretty fortunate to have an uncle that's worked in the sports industry, and ever since a young age, I've always wanted to work in sports in one capacity or another, and just over the last handful of years, I've finally figured out kind of what area of sports I've wanted to work in, and it turned out to be pretty successful.
Tell me one negative and one positive experience you've encountered in this line of work.
A negative is just that I've noticed is I've worked with many different people and many companies, and one of the negatives would be one of the past companies I had worked for, I didn't necessarily enjoy it as much as I thought I had, but one positive working in sports is being able to experience game days, be around different athletes, and have the firsthand experience that not many people get to see from the outside.
What is your favorite part about your job?
I'd say based off of the last question is that being able to interact with a lot of different players or see kind of all the behind the scenes things that most people don't see from the outside looking in.
Knowing what you do about this occupation, would you choose this career again?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely really passionate about sports, and I'm very enthusiastic about it, and I've enjoyed being able to have my career in sports, and if I had to do it again, it would definitely be in sports.
What made you decide to focus on sports marketing versus other careers in sports?
I've always been enthusiastic about sports, but I thought it's really interesting to be able to tie many different marketing principles into sports, whether it's sponsorships, social media marketing, or anything like that, and tying it in into sports, whereas a lot of people already go sports as it is, so trying to use that as a marketing platform to make your team, make your fans, or reach a whole different network of people.
What advice would you give someone thinking about pursuing this line of work?
The best advice I have ever gotten with it, working in sports, is try to get as many different experiences and network with as many people as you can. So further along down the line, you can use those connections and your experiences to continue moving on into your dream job or dream career path, whatever that may be. I was pretty fortunate that I started doing internships my freshman year at Marshall, and I think I've done probably about 7 or 8 different careers/ internships up to now. So with that, I've been able to meet a lot of different people and have a lot of really good connections because of that.
Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work, in your life? Please be specific, elaborate, tell me a story.
Some critical thinking I have, especially in my job, is trying to find out different ways of reaching out to different people to convince them to do marketing or come to some of the power games with that. So with that, I've been trying to be very critical on the different types of people I reach out to, whether it's lawyers or car salesmen or anything like that, trying to reach the certain demographic of people and trying to get them to come out to do their type of marketing or come out to our games.
Final question. What would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I think whether it's with sports or anything, is trying to find the career path that you can be very passionate about. And I mean, I enjoy going to work every day, being able to work in sports, and I've been able to be very fortunate to have that type of career. And I've definitely enjoyed working in sports and a lot of different things that I've done. And anyone that is trying to find that type of career they want to be in, I would suggest just trying to find something that you're passionate about, whether it is sports or whether marketing or anything else.